Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Interrogation Preparation. This file is dark. This isn't just an interrogation, it is a preparation for whatever follows. I hope that you scheduled something good after this, because if not, you're going to be waking up in a very interesting way. Now you may wonder how this begins, and in truth I don't think I can easily tell you all of the elements that came together to put you in the place you will be. Perhaps it was something you said, a wrong word, a wrong deed. Maybe it's something you know, a secret. Maybe it's something that was given to you that contains something inside that doesn't quite belong. Maybe it is all of it or none of it. And all you can do is wonder where, when, how it truly began, before the time came that you were taken in the middle of the day, picked up off the street, a nice unmarked van driving next to you, hands grabbing you, immediately pulling you in, and with a cloth pressed against your face and your mind melting away blissfully after some struggling. It is still unclear where did it really begin. If you're drugged, there's a strange sensation spreading through your body. Similar to pins and needles, it's like your body has fallen asleep without you. Your arms and legs feel sort of numb, and your fingertips may even have difficulty moving. Waking up can be very strange. It's as if you're not entirely there, so your mind would be all woozy and fuzzy, relaxed, dripping and dropping and falling, flopping deeper as you listen. Because all of this takes place while you aren't aware. It's like the journey of the wind across the landscape, where all you see or hear is the rustling of the leaves passing by, never quite noticing the wind itself, only what it moves in its wake. And when each drop of rain falls off the leaves and slowly goes down deeper and deeper, falling that infinite journey to the inevitable ground, where it lands down there with a soft, inaudible drop. And you simply listen to the wind going on its way further and further, fading away from you further than you can hear or see. and your own thoughts travel with the wind. They follow and flutter, feeling almost drifting away. And if you're lucky, the way that you awaken in the chair is quite pleasant, sort of fuzzy and comfy, cozy, and just barely awake, as if you had a really nice nap. It takes a while for your senses to return and your awareness to realize that while the chair is quite comfy and padded, the straps around your wrist, your ankles, and the firm band preventing your neck from going too far forward do keep you in place incredibly well. Your awareness slowly returning while you measure all the parts of your body that are waking up with you. The tension along your wrists, the pressure against your ankles, still wearing all of the same clothes you were wearing just moments ago. You don't see much either. There's something over your head, a hood perhaps, or just a blindfold, it's hard to tell exactly. There's pressure on different parts of your face, and opening your eyes does nothing to actually see. You have no idea where you are. The smell, sort of acidic, cleaning agents perhaps. Your mind and body do their best to figure out whatever is happening. There's a strange tearing sound and something cold against your stomach, the back of a knife that is slowly cutting through your clothes, exposing your chest. For some reason, they're being careful not to cut you. But this helps you to realize how vulnerable a place you truly are in. Now, you will tell us what you know. A sharp slap against your face, your cheek burning with the impact, the thin fabric stretched over your head doing nothing to protect you. You will tell us. It doesn't matter what you think or how you pretend to be able to resist. You have no choice. Another slap across your cheek, firm and surprisingly stingy. I guess this is not enough. You feel a strange sensation in your arm, and before you realize what's happening, another sensation under your skin, allows you to realize that you've been injected with something. There's a strange tingly feeling spreading from where the injection happened. It's moving through your body, warm, glowing, and it will affect you. You feel how it traverses through your veins, your shoulder, your chest, and inevitably your neck. And with every breath, you slowly feel it building, this strange fuzziness, a lightness, a willingness to do or say anything. It spreads inevitably, and whatever they injected you with, you have no choice. Not a chance to resist against the chemistry controlling you from the inside out. Another slap has a completely different effect on you now, as this serum has made you incredibly sensitive to many things around you, including the cool air over your exposed chest, the strange different smells that you realize in the room, the pressure against your body and how it heats everything inside. The tingling sensation of the chemistry coursing through your veins is almost everywhere now, to the point where you don't even know anymore if it is you or not. It's almost like they injected you with pure willingness, arousal, desire. It's only been a minute, but it's building up quickly, deeply. They grab the back of the hood, pulling the hair with their grip and yank deep. Don't be mistaken, you are going to tell us everything. Not a single secret will remain. You have no choice. A sharp pinch and your nipple reminds you of how bare, how exposed you are. And it's almost as if they're toying with you when you feel that nipple rolled between their thumb and index finger. It almost feels good until they pinch hard again. Well then, I guess we'll have to break you. Another slap across your face, pulling your hair tightly and with two hands, both nipples are pinched, pulled, and rolled. Any resistance you have is pointless, meaningless. You are a helpless, powerless victim of this circumstance. You feel a familiar cold against your skin and you realize what it is. Still, only the back. But your body becomes very, very quiet. With the drugs, the feelings, the sensations, your mind has no other option than to withdraw into nothingness, dropping deeper and deeper to a place of total obedience and surrender. Very slowly, the cold metal is motioned along your skin, just reminding you of how vulnerable you are. And this is only the beginning. In a moment, this file will end, and when my voice follows, you are going to feel every bit of it. Every infliction, every bit will be absorbed by you in an attempt to answer the unasked question. Doesn't follow, you'll be allowed to awaken from this nightmare, confused and probably conflicted with what you feel. But you'll get no mercy from me here. Good luck.